Section 2. Side effects, contraindications, and why and why not to use ECT. Side effects can be split up into two categories: side effects due to the stimulus and seizure, and side effects due to general anesthesia. Side effects due to the stimulus and seizure are mainly cognitive. Retrograde amnesia is forgetfulness of old memories or events that occurred prior to the treatment. Retrograde amnesia is common after ECT, but most cases are resolved with time, and few have permanent loss. Anterograde amnesia is forgetfulness of events that occur after the treatment. This type of amnesia is usually limited to the time shortly after treatment, but some have permanent deficits. A study found that risk factors for memory loss include low cognitive reserve, which is measured by years of education received, and occupational attainment. Patients with high cognitive reserves were found to have less memory loss. Cognitive impairment and executive functioning is less common, and sometimes there is improvement. Those that do suffer cognitive deficits usually have improvement in those symptoms over weeks to months following the treatment. A retrospective study examined routinely collected data from patients assessed prior to ECT and for up to 6 months afterwards. The large majority of patients were treated for unipolar major depression. All patients received bilateral ECT twice weekly at a dose 2x seizure threshold. Assessments included an objective test of visuospatial memory. Compared with baseline, visuospatial memory was worse 1 month and 3 months post-ECT, but was superior at the 6-month assessment. Those that do have improvements in cognition following ECT are often considered to have pseudodementia prior to treatment. Pseudodementia is the appearance of reversible dementia symptoms that is due to depression, as opposed to irreversible dementia due to neurologic or cerebrovascular changes, such as Alzheimer's or a stroke. When the depression is adequately treated, pseudodementia resolves. Cognitive testing is done to detect cognitive deficits, especially in high-risk patients. Cognitive tests such as the Mini Mental Status Exam and Montreal Cognitive Assessment are given before starting ECT to establish a baseline. The test is repeated between treatments and after the full treatment course to detect deficits. Other rare side effects due to ECT can include bruises or bone fractures from convulsing. Tongue or dental injuries can also occur due to convulsions. These are usually prevented by using a bite block. Medical side effects are the same as any other procedure involving general anesthesia and are usually cardiopulmonary related. Aspiration pneumonia, nausea, and vomiting are the most common. Regarding mortality rate, a 2017 study pooled data from 15 studies and more than 750,000 ECT treatments and found that the ECT-related mortality rate was 2 per 100,000 treatments. In the 9 studies published after 2001, the mortality rate was less than 1 per 100,000 treatments. This rate is comparable to other minor procedures involving use of general anesthesia. Contraindications. There are no absolute contraindications. Prospective benefits are always weighed against potential side effects. For this reason, a detailed psychiatric examination and history must be taken to better understand potential benefits and risks of treatment. Pregnant patients are unique because of the concern over long-term effects of medication on the fetus. Currently, there is no evidence that ECT causes harm to a fetus. Why use ECT? ECT is an effective treatment for severe depression and catatonia. More rarely, it is used for bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. It has been proven efficacious, especially for treatment refractory depression. It is often preferred for pregnant patients. While many psychotropic medications have not been linked to long-term effects on the fetus, there is a lack of strong research in these areas. Many women may prefer to not expose their unborn child to any medication. Why not to use ECT? ECT can be burdensome due to frequency of treatment. It requires having someone drive the patient to the hospital or clinic. It is usually done 2 to 3 times per week, which interrupts work or other activities. Sedation due to general anesthesia may also prevent the patient from working the rest of the day following ECT. ECT can be cost prohibitive, and taking a pill is much easier than ECT.